the biggest news of the day that we have not acknowledged, Britney Spears is free.
No more free Britney. She's free Britney now.
It's hashtag Britney freed, F-R-E-E-D. It's official. And this is amazing because if you remember when she first went to court and she was crying and she was on the stand and she was telling us all about how they didn't let her, they forced an IED, IUD, whatever the pregnancy one is.
Right.
The thing the one that's not the bomb. Right. They forced the pregnancy test on her. I mean, the pregnancy.
Hoochieberg thing.
Prevention thing, right. Mm-hmm. Prevention thing. And all the terrible things that were being done to her over this adult, 36 years old, stuff that's been done to her over the course of the past, 10, 11 years. It was a really shocking moment in her life. The testimony was really shocking. And everybody was saying that, she's probably going to have to still have the conservatorship. They're just not going to have her father do it. Because remember, the two things that happened afterwards is the Judge Penny, she took the father out as conservator, like basically told him he can no longer be conservator because he was abusive, mm-hmm. allegedly. And then they also had hired security to go through her house, like full on security to go through everything in her house to make sure that her father was not bugging her house.
Which he That's probably is. Deal. They just haven't found it yet.
Oh, no. They did this right after this whole thing started. They combed her entire house top to bottom. They took the whole house apart looking for listening devices, bugs, whatever, to make sure that wasn't going on. So it's a big deal that today Britney was officially freed. And she'd been off social media for a while, but she actually posted today. Good God, I love my fans so much. It's crazy. I think I'm going to cry the rest of the day. Best day ever. Praise the Lord. Can I get an amen? And she posted it next to a video of all of her fans outside the courthouse once it was announced that her conservatorship would be over and she was finally free. They were just cheering and shouting. And so she posted that video and wrote what I just told you and then wrote the hashtag freed Britney, which
she started her own hashtag.
She saw her own hashtag today. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So the other thing that's going on in her life, she's having a big year. So she's finally free after all this time, right? She got engaged to her fiance, right. Sam Asghari. Okay. So they're officially engaged. And I don't know if you know, but so secretly, a couple of weeks ago, they were seen looking for houses together. And they went to see this one house, $16.5 million, which is, pocket change for her. But right now she's living in a 5-bedroom, 8-bathroom house. This one has 7 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms. It's 20,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
It has.
She only has two kids. They only really need 3 bedrooms, by the way.
I know. Her current home has 20 acres. This one has 3 acres, but that she's okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Hidden Hills. It's very secluded. So optimum, privacy. 2 guest houses. A 4,700 square foot garage for 10 cars.
No, oh, I love that.
Okay. There's a big, long driveway. At the end of the driveway is a 3,700 square foot barn, like for an extra, house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gym, if you look at the gym, it's 2 stories, but it looks like a gym like Equinox or New York Sports. Like, it looks like an actual, it doesn't look like a gym in somebody's house.
Right.
It looks like a gym that you, like a professional gym that you would go to.
Like Planet Fitness.
Yeah, like Planet Fitness. That's what it looks like. So they go inside the house and they show it to us, right? It's big, but it's tacky. I mean, tacky. It's owned by some YouTube star right now, some like makeup YouTube star, Jeffree Star. I don't know if you know who that is. But it's like these golden double staircases. Everything's marble. Everything is,
So he's an Italian from Staten Island.
Seriously. I'm not even joking. There's an entertainment room that is all red plush velvet. It's the tackiest thing. It's so ugly. And these big giant chandeliers, it looked like they came from the Plaza circa 1974. Remember, like, I don't know where this was, like in your dentist office in the 90s, those walls that are made out of just those little glass, like it was like these little tiny glass tiles that you can't see through, you know?
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. Like brushed glass, whatever. Hideous. Mm-hmm. It's hideous. It's just, it's beyond hideous. But you know, she went to go see it, and for $16.5 million in Hidden Hills, that's actually a really good deal because there's mostly like $30 million homes there. So,
okay. So a TikTok star has a $16 million home.
YouTube star.
A YouTube star. Where did we go
wrong? No, it's not just any, I mean, it's Jeffree Star is pretty well known.
Okay.
You know, he has a makeup line.
But when Britney Spears wants to buy your house.
Right.
She should be able to buy and sell people like that by the dozen. So.
Yeah. So here's the crazy thing about this. So Jeffree Star is worth about $200 million. You know, he has a makeup line that is, you know, doing as well as the Kardashians, mm-hmm. if not better. You know, he was sort of one like an early adapter to YouTube. He was on there early. Britney Spears is only worth $65 million. Right. And I know it, people like, oh, $65 million is a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But in Britney Spears parlance, in that, you know, when you think about pop stars, that is not a lot of money.
Yeah. When she buys this house, she's going to feel the pinch. When right. Jay-Z buys that house, they don't even feel it.
Right, because he's a billionaire. And so is Beyonce. So we've got two billionaires there.
Yeah, so they don't feel it. Britney is going to feel it. She's actually going to talk them down as much as she can to save
money. Well, you
take
10.
Yeah, I can do 10, but I might have to finance the rest.
That must be crazy, though. Like, you're a YouTube star. You're known for makeup. You know, you're fabulous. And, you know, Jeffree Star is the one I told you about that's been accused lately of sexual battery and sexual harassment and sex crimes against, you know, underage boys. So Jeffree Star is in his own hot water right now. But still, imagine you're a YouTube star and Britney Spears is looking at your house.
Right. And she's trying to get you down to 10 million from right. 16 million. And she like, and he, Donald Trump threw up in the house and it looks like gold everywhere. And
it does look like a tacky older man's house. It definitely does not look like something that I would expect, you know, hip, young, cool Jeffree Star, but it does. I'm like, there's some rooms that are just very sex den-ish. I don't know. It's creepy after knowing all the stories about him.
Yeah. Once you grow up in Staten Island, you really can't get that part of you out. If you move to LA, you still want the gold stuff in your house, probably.
Is that where he's from? I don't think that's
where
he's
from.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, that's okay. That's every house in Staten Island, I think. Looks like Donald Trump's Park Avenue apartment.